4 Alpha Charlie Alpha radio check.
For November Whiskey X-ray, radio is working.
Thank you very much. I'm trying to set up a new radio. I appreciate it.
X-ray Bravo Mobile.
Where are you headed, Mobile? K4RM.
It's been a long time since I've heard you. I am headed to grab some food from me and Angela. How are you doing, sir?
Just trying to keep it between the ditches, if you know what I mean. You headed out into Greenville to get dinner or down your way?
Not quite. Just headed towards Simpsonville. There's a little seafood place that's pretty good on Fairview Road. And we'll occasionally go up there and get something. That's not too far from the house.
Good, very good. How's the grandson?
Awesome. He just started crawling in the last couple of weeks. But he's not real interested in crawling. He crawls over to something and pulls himself upright. So I don't think he's real interested in crawling. He's more interested in walking around. And he's a mess. A mess and a half. He's a character. Kayla's all the time sending pictures. So we've got lots of pictures and they've moved to a house that's 13 minutes from us, so it's pretty awesome.
Okay, well, if he's doing that, he won't be long before he will be walking, because once he gets to pulling up, that'll be a motivation. As soon as those legs get a little stronger and he gets his balance, you better look out.
Already got to watch him with the crawling. He'll take off, headed for somewhere he can pull up on. So he's getting quite mobile, and he's a lot of fun.
Well, speaking of supper, I just had some myself. I'm headed back to the house. Mary's working today, so I decided to treat myself to a hamburger steak.
Hear you. Very good. So everybody doing well? And this is Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo.
Been good. Mary's had her first vaccine shot. She gets her second one, I think, next week. So I got to get lined up to get me one, I reckon. But we're doing good. Were you, did you listen in on the Swamp Fox meeting last night?
If you would send me the information for it again, because I didn't even think about it. And since a lot of these places or a lot of the clubs are having online meetings, it makes it kind of interesting and handy at the same time. I actually attended a meeting of a club up in Iowa a few weeks ago, well, maybe a month ago, that a friend of mine is a member of, and he was doing a presentation, so I joined that one. So that's one good side to all this, I guess.
Ask if N4IQ did a little presentation on our contest group back in October at the meeting last night. I didn't attend it, but he sent me the PowerPoint. I'll send it on to you.
That should be interesting. And I haven't been on HF a whole lot lately. My antenna's got a little problem. I got to get some replacement parts and see if I can't fix it. I've dialed around a little bit today and listened and tried to make it in, but no joy. And haven't even played a lot of FT8 lately. I just hadn't played a lot of radio, I'll guess. It kind of comes in cycles.
That's the way I am. I'm on again, off again, depending on how I feel. Okay, I just pulled up to the house, so I got Mary's dinner here in the truck, so good to hear you, and hello, Angela, and hope to talk to you soon. K4XB, K4RM Mobile.
good to hear you, sir. And y'all stay safe. 73 K4RM, this is K4XB.
Yuma Alpha Zulu listening.
Z, K4XB. Heard you in here, but I'm about to get out and grab some food. I should be back in the truck shortly, unless someone else gets in here. But I didn't want to leave you hanging. K4XB.
I'll be around for the next 10 minutes or so, just making a quick drive across town.
K4XB, mobile and monitoring.
KK4 Lima Alpha Zulu, how you doing this evening?
KZ, K4XB, I'm doing well. Name here on this end is Tommy Tango Oscar Mike Yankee. And I believe I've heard that call sign before, perhaps on a net.
Name here is Jim Juliet India Mike, and I'm kind of rare on 2 meter 440 these days. I've been primarily playing around with HF and some portable things and of that nature, but heard you in there and figured I'd give you a call.
It's the same for me, except I was mentioning to Fred, I kind of go through cycles of playing radio and then not. And bad thing is I'm working from home right now, and I've got all the equipment there on the desk and 2 meter 440 right behind me, and still don't get on it very much. I think I got on it more when I was driving, as I had a long commute. It is what it is, I suppose.
Completely. Yeah, I have a bit of a long commute, but I just got the radio hooked back up in the car, so I've been primarily lurking again, just kind of see who's on here and what conversations are happening, because it's been a couple of years since I've really had a good 2 meter rig in the car, and so just trying to get back into it, see what's going on. Seems like things have changed since the last time I was on here. Sounds like there must be a new repeater, because the Roger tone is different than it used to be.
Just something when I keyed up a while ago, I was like, that sounds new, and it may just be my lack of being on, except for net, on this repeater. I live in southern Greenville County and normally work in Greenwood, so I normally get on the Greenwood repeater. I live in an area where I can get into the Anderson repeater or the Greenville or the Greenwood or several others without a whole lot of problem, and I usually check in on the nets, but it did sound different to me today.
How long ago did they change things over? Like I said, there was a good bit of time there where I didn't really have a radio in my car, just because I was driving a little compact car and didn't really have a great place to mount anything. You know, got back on recently, put this rig back in. I've got a large SUV now, so have the room for it. And so I figured I'd give it a shot. But yeah, it's good to hear you on here. You said you're in southern Greenville County. Whereabouts are you at? I'm downtown Simpsonville.
Off of Fairview Road onto McKelvey Road, and now on Hillside Church. So not an awful long ways from you, depending on what part of Simpsonville you're in. I used to have a call sign KK4NTH and then KV4TH. So sounds like we probably got our initial license about the same time.
I'm here, but got my first ticket in 2012, into 2012, and then I was, there's a guy, I can't even see my driveway, there's a guy sitting down the street from me with high beams on. Then I upgraded to General, I think, in like 2016, 17, something like that, and I took a new Systematic at that point just to try it out, see if I liked it. And I wasn't crazy about it. I was Kilo November 4 Golf Zulu Tango GZT for a little while, and it just never had the ring to me that KK4 LAZ or Lima Alpha Zulu. I just got so used to saying that. So last year at some point I had it changed back. So now I've got my original call sign, but it's actually a vanity call sign now. So anyway, I'm at my destination here in the driveway, so it was good speaking to you. This is Kilo Kilo 4 Lima Alpha Zulu, and I'll be clear on your final.
A cool story on the call sign there. Have yourself a good one, sir. Good talking to you as well. KK4LAZ, this is K4XB 73.
KK4LAZ 73 to you as well, and I am clear.